Good morning. Happy to be here and to have heard some excellent presentations already. This one is aimed at sharing information that we have accumulated over 15 plus years in evaluating cultivars of grapes grown in the upper Midwest, especially at our research vineyards in Nebraska. Of course, I wanted to point out that my right-hand man, Steve Gamut, does a lot of the field work for me and with me, and I would be remiss to not point out that his contributions to this work over the last 12 years, actually, that he's been with me, are very, very pivotal to accomplishing the things we've accomplished. I'll take just a moment to explain why I wanted to make this presentation today. We do grow primarily hybrid wine grapes in Nebraska, and one of the questions that often comes up in the industry is guessing when we're going to be, when the harvest is going to come in. And there are many ways to predict this and experience from other locations, but many of these newer hybrids especially, we don't really know exactly when we're going to harvest them, but we wanted to have a tool to perhaps predict so that the wineries can have a rough idea when they're going to have their tanks cleaned and ready, and all of the other aspects of being ready for the harvest, and of course for the grower to have a rough idea anyway when the growers are going to be providing the grapes to the wineries. So an estimated optimum time for harvest can really benefit both the grower and the winery. This is a no-no kind of slide. I'm not going to apologize for it. I don't expect you to read any of it. It's just to give you a sampling of the 15-plus years for part of the cultivars we've evaluated. So we've got a lot of data, accumulated a lot of data over the years, and I'm going to summarize the data on growing degree days with a 50 degree Fahrenheit base for four cultivars that are very important in our industry. So I'll start with La Crosse. It's one of the ones that we've grown and have a full 16 year now track record for them in terms of growing degree days. And I would point out that there were 3 years where the growing degree days were somewhat lower at the time we harvested, and I would also point out that when we decided to harvest, we, especially in the early years, we based it on total soluble solids or degrees Brix. And by the way, for those of you that are not familiar with where the term degrees Brix came from, it was named after a Frenchman who developed the system of using a refractometer with a gradation scale. And so our growers are always talking about adding a brick here, adding a brick there, and it's not Brix plural. It's French, you can help me out to pronounce it differently, but everybody talks about degrees Brix. And so that's really the total soluble solids. And we chose that as our parameter to begin harvesting, especially in the early years, because that was something that was easily measured, and basically sugar content of the grape juice. And so wineries were interested in that. Over the years, we are beginning to have begun to put more attention to pH. But as you look at this characterization for La Crosse, you can see that the degrees Brix is almost a perfect match for the growing degree days average over or mean over this length of time, many years. And so, but our goal initially was to aim for right around 20 degrees. Bricks on La Crosse, a white hybrid cultivar from Elmer Swenson's breeding program. I won't go into details on that today or where these different grapes came from, but they are the ones I'm going to talk about are really kind of the some of the backbone of our industry. Frontenac was the first serious wine grape introduced by the University of Minnesota quite a few years ago now. By the way, these grapes that I'm referring to, I initially had them in my research vineyards based on a code number. They weren't named at that time, including Frontenac, way back in 2006. And earlier, we had those Frontenac in our test plots. One of the reasons that we harvest Frontenac quite late was we discovered over the years that if we could bring up a higher amount of degrees bricks or soluble solids, that the TA would come down somewhat, especially as the vines aged. This is something that we were hoping would be the case, because the wineries don't like the fact that Frontenac is a very high acid grape. It's hard to work with in the winery, and therefore problems, if we can wait long enough, bring even though the sugars are going way up and the pH is getting a little out of hand, we can get the TA down, and I'm not reporting the acidity today on these, just degrees bricks and pH. But again, you'll notice that as we look at, if you only look at the top right graph, you can see that there's a fairly consistent number, almost 3,000 growing degree days as the mean for Frontenac. Marquette, a newer grape that people had high hopes for, another introduction from the University of Minnesota breeding program, and we found that it has some foibles, early bud break, among other things, that we won't, again, talk about today particularly. But I do want to mention that this grape is one that has been widely planted in the Midwest and in Nebraska, of course. So the you can see on the lower left that we're starting to get more timing of our harvest based on pH rather than on soluble solids or sugar content. But again, we have found a fairly consistent level of growing degree days, mean or average timing, so that we can talk to a winery or a vineyard in terms of when will you harvest this grape. And so growing degree days is a useful tool for sure. One of my favorite stories about entering into the industry, the grape and wine industry, is pretty young in the Midwest, as many of you know, but growing rapidly and steadily, and with some very positive results. The wines that are competitive in international competitions, especially the white wines, are world class. So it is an emerging but sustainable industry that we're pretty excited about. But when I first started working with this program, I thought Missouri is well established, their industry is well established. I'll go down and talk to them. And they said, well, you can probably grow those cold hardy grapes from Minnesota and Wisconsin, but you probably can't grow the ones that that are flagship grapes for Missouri, like Vignon, and at least for many locations in eastern Nebraska, we can successfully grow vignoles. So I wanted to take a moment and point this out. We have a good long track record for that as well. Notice that there's consistency in the mean growing degree days, and it's fairly high. We have no trouble ripening almost anything that we can grow if we can get it through the winter and dodge the early fall freezes or late spring frosts. But with growing degree days accumulation, we're looking at a pretty good result for many of these grapes. We can ripen them, and we move forward looking at newer grapes all the time. But at this point, I wanted to make the point that growing degree days is another tool. It's not the be-all and end-all of how a person should decide when to harvest grapes, but it does give you a predictor. It gives the grower and the winery a target that we now know target levels for Vignole, for Frontenac, for Marquette. Growing degree days will give a pretty good ballpark estimate of, as you monitor, of course, the growing degree days throughout the growing season, you can begin to predict when the optimum harvest time should be. Of course, the measurables like soluble solids, pH, TA, and for an experienced winemaker, the flavor profiles, these are all factors that enter into timing of harvest. But growing degree days can give us a tool that will help us estimate when harvest will occur. Every year is different in terms of the growing season, but growing degree day accumulation is correlated quite well with when we're going to harvest. So I mentioned earlier that Steve Gamet, the co-author on this presentation, is key to getting a lot of the work done. And the students I've had over the years, many of whom are here at the conference, are the reason that we have all of this information, and I've just chosen a small part of it to present today. And of course, the funding agencies, Northern Grapes Project and NE1020, which is now NE1720, and of course, the University of Nebraska's Research Division. So with that, if there's time, I'll take a question or two.
Yes, thank you.
There is
time for one question. No questions today, so probably we can say thank you.